So we're learning Nida Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting from the top of the Amud. We just explained Beis Shammai Shita that he holds that the reason why you say Dai Shaita, that you assume that she's only Tameh Mekan La'aba, is because something called Chazaka Demikara, that since we assume the status quo was that she was Tar, we assume she's Tar to the last possible second, until we know that she came Tameh. And we still argue on that Chazaka. He holds you can't rely Mamash on that Chazaka. You know, you rely a little bit on it, but it's still a suffer. So Mara is going to have a kasha now from a case of mikvah. Maish nami mikvah. How is it different than mikvah? What's the case of mikvah? The Tanaim, in the Mishnah mikvahs. Mikvah shenimdad, v'nimtzachase. They tested the mikvah, and they found that it was missing. It wasn't 40 sa. Mikvah has to be 40 sa. And if it's not 40 sa, it's ma'akev. And it was found missing less than 40 sa. Kol tahayra shenasa agavel ma'freya. Anyone who went to the mikvah that was Tameh, since you know the last time we checked, anyone who went to the mikvah of Freya, and then he touched Tyrus, all those Tyrus are Tameh. Bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus yachid. Say if he touched it in sharabim, say if he touched it in sharabim. What does it mean, sharabim, shus yachid? The halacha is, it could be halacha mesh mesinai, that we learn out from Saita that Saita is really made, the halacha mesh mesinai, that any time it's a suffix in the reshus harabim, a suffix tuma, the halacha is tahar. Anytime it's a suffix in Mishas Yachid, the halacha is it's tameh. So we're saying here, Beim Mishas Ram, Beim Mishas Yachid, tameyos. It's tameh. Why? Because tameh vada, it's not a suffix. If it would be a suffix, then Mishas Ram, it would be tar. But we're saying over here, anything, anyone went into the mikvah, you know, since the last time it was checked and touched Tyrus, that the Tyrus are tameh. If you touch truma, the truma is tameh. You'll burn the truma. You'll burn it because it's a vadai tuma. That's what it says in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you find a mikvah chaser, anyone who went tovel today, even before I checked, the loch is, he's a vadai tuma. And the question is, what happened to the chazaka mikara? The mikvah was good. And it's a kash on Hillel also, because Hillel just says by the case of Nida, that's a suffix tuma. And here it says vadai tuma. So it's a kash of Sai on Hillel and Sai on Shammai. And Shammai, it's very shver. Shammai held to go vasa chazaka mikara. Zakhtim al Shammai, what? Because here it's vadai tumei. So how do you know? Because it says b'rishus harabim, and harabim will be a suffix, will be tahar. That's the way Rashi learns that we know it's tumei as vadai. The way Taisus learns is that because there's a Rav Shimon in the Sefer that says that it's only a suffix, so smash mafi rabbanon it's a vadai. But either way, it's clear in this Mishnah by mikvois that it's a vadai tumah. What happened to chazaka mikara? So l'shamay kash l'mafreya. According to Shammai, it's shver that because Shammai, you never go to Mafreya, you never go backwards, and everything in Mafreya is always tar. So that's kasha on Shammai. And Lahil, kasha vadai. And Lahil, it's kasha. Even Hill, who is makbid, who has a suffix, it's only a suffix, and he was saying it's vadai tamei. Lahil, kasha vadai. Dilum eis meis shumanida. Because by meis leis by nida toilim, the halach is that you hang it up until you find out. Oichlin, you don't eat it, leisarfim. But you don't burn it. You don't burn the truma. Why not? Because you're not sure. Bilahacha here by mikvah it says tuma vadai. So the kash is that we have a mafurisha mishnah here that's a parallel case, very similar case that it's a shail of chazaka demikara, a status quo, and here we say that there's no status quo at all. It's vadai tamei. Mamas a Pella, Mamas a Steven. Zog the Gemara. No, we're going to try a teretz, and the way the Gemara is going to go is the Gemara is going to go back and forth until the Gemara finally reaches a conclusion. So the Gemara says, Hossam, I'm just speaking that so no one should ask any questions until we finish the discussion. Any question you think of, the Gemara will ask. So the Gemara says, no, you know, Hossam, you know why? Why there we say it's Tameh? Hossam is the Ikulamema, Hemet Tameh Achaska, so I've Emilay Taval. We'd look at the person. The person was Tameh. His status quo was Tameh. So if his status quo was Tameh, so then we're going to say he probably wasn't a good tefillah because we go back to the status quo that he's Tameh. The person who was Tameh, the Adam who was Tameh, was status quo was Tameh. That's why we could assume the mikvah was missing. The Emilay Taval. So the Gemara Adarabah, I'll say the opposite. Hem mikvah chazakasai. Who said which chazaka mikar is better? Say the mikvah's chazaka mikar is better. Vayim loy chaser and say the nak was not missing. So Mar says no, I can't say that. Harei chaser l'fanecha. You can't say chazaka mikar on the mikvah. Why not? It's missing now. No chazaka mikar. So Mar says that's true. That you look at the missing right now. So by isha also, how do you say chazaka mikar? Status quo shitar. Harei dam l'fanecha. So Gemara says, no, by Dam, Hashtu the Chazah, he only saw now. Frank Gemara, no, Hachanami, Hashtu the Chazah, right now it got missing. So the question is, like, what's the, what's, you know, what's, why is Mikveh any better? Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why Mikveh is better. Hachi Hashtu, Hashtu Mikveh Meimah, Chosu Vasa, Chosu Vasa. When something gets missing, a Mikveh, it doesn't have 1 minute it gets missing. It goes slowly, a little tiny leak. Slowly but surely, it goes, you know, it gets less and less than 40 sa. So there we can assume it didn't just happen right now, happened over time. Here by Dam Nida, there's a drip out slowly. So that's why the Chazaka Mikar is better by Nida, because it doesn't drip out slowly. By Mikvah, drips out slowly, not by Isha. What are you talking about? Maybe here also. My kosher, Doma Hagas Hagas Chazisa. Maybe by Isha also dripped out slowly. It could drip out slowly. It doesn't always happen right away, a flow right away. It could drip out slowly. So back to the Kasha. What is the difference between Mikvah and Nida? By Mikvah, we don't work with the Chazaka, the Mikar at all. We don't work with status quo at all. And by Isha, we do. Fiv Shamites, Mamish Tar, and Fiv Yisila. It's a Suffolk at least. So what's going on here? Why? What's the difference between Chazaka, Mikara of Mikvah and Chazaka, the Mikara of Nida? So here's the punchline, here's the answer. Zog demara hasam, by mikveh katar til reisa, hocha ikichad til reisa. By mikveh, there are two problems. Number one, there's a cheskas tumma on the person. A status quo on the person that is tummy. That's problem number one. Number two is, the chazaka de mikara of the mikveh is flawed. Because right now, arechasa lefanecha. So there's two problems here with the situation, the chazaka. First of all, the chazaka and mekara of the mikvah is no good because chasal lefanecha, and the chazaka is a cheskas tuma. Masha'inkin by nida, there you only have one problem. You have a reidam lefanecha, but there's no other. There's no tar to the reis. There's only one problem. You have a dam lefanecha, which is a keneged the chazaka, the mekara of the isha. So you could say by chazaka and mekara is better than chazaka the hashta dam lefanecha. What we see now is called Chazaka Dehashta. You say Chazaka Demekara is better than Chazaka Dehashta. But by a mikvah, there, you have two Chazaka Demekaras that are steer at each other. Chazaka Demekara says he's Tamei. He was Tamei the whole time. Chazaka Demekara says the mikvah is good. They cancel each other out, and you left the Chazaka Dehashta, which means it's Chazal Fanecha. That's the way Shev Shmaitz learns the Gemara. That the two Chazakas cancel each other, you left the Chazaka Dehashta. That's the mile of Tart L'Reisa. So in mikvah, you have Tart L'Reisa, and that's why it becomes Vadai Tumma. The Tart L'Reisa are two things, Cheskas Tumma on the person, and Chaser L'Fanecha, the Chazaka Dehashta. Chaser L'Fanecha. So that's the Gemara's answer, that mikvah is worse because that's Tart L'Reisa, but here's only one Reisa, Haredam L'Fanecha. So the Gemara Vaita, I have another Kasha from Chavis. I'm not a kasha on Nida from Chavis. Umayishtam a Chavis. How is Nida different than Chavis? That's now learned to the Mishnah. Now this guy, instead of being mafresh, the halacha is wine, you have to be mafresh truma. That's one halacha, one fact. Wine needs to be mafresh truma. Another fact is, when you're mafresh truma, you can do it with machshava. You don't have to actually physically move something and say, this is truma. I can have machshava. So this guy has a lot of wine, he drinks a lot of wine, and every time he wants to drink wine, he's going to take off truma, it's not going to be a geshmak. So what he does is, he has a barrel sitting in his cellar. He has a barrel, a wine barrel. And that barrel, he sets aside, dedicates it for truma. And that means every time he takes a drink of wine, he says, you know what? 2% of this wine, I want it to be in that barrel, it should be truma. So that barrel is a truma barrel. Now what's the problem with that? It's a great idea. The problem is that according to Rebbe, in Masechtas Bava Basra, yayin and chaymetz are two different meaning, and you cannot take off, and here's ma'akiv, I can't take off chuma from chaymetz on yayin, from vinegar on wine. So now the wine in the cellar is sitting a long time, it might turn into vinegar. If it turns into vinegar, you're not going to be able to use that for chuma. So you have to make sure that wine in the cellar is in good shape. So he doesn't check it that often. So what happened here? Tonight, how you buy the chavis, do this ma'afresh lo chuma. He used to check the chavis, you know, at different intervals, to see, and he used to use that to be marfash la chuma of a hoylach. He used to use that to marfash chuma and to drink his wine. So what happens? And he found one time he goes down, then he finds his vinegar. Now, shail is, for how long was the vinegar already? So the Mishnah says, kol gimel yamim vadai, all 3 days is vadai, mekam ve'elech safik. But 3 days is Vaday, Mekavei Elch Sofik. What does it mean, 3 days Vaday? So it's a Mechleikas Amaroyim in Bar Basra. One man the Yama says like this: the first 3 days after the last check is Vaday, good wine. After that goes into the realm of Sofik. According to Rav Shulam Ben Levi, it's the opposite. The 3 days before my check are for sure chaimitz, and after that the suffix. There's vada chaimitz, and that's a suffix. But either way, there is a suffix here, and you cannot assume that it's a vadai wine till last minute. And the shaila is, why not? Chazaka Makara was wine last time I checked. Let us assume it's wine until the last till right now when I found those chaimitz.
You said before that you can't be mafresh shumbo from the
chaimitz. Right.
I was mafresh yain onto yain, and then the yain turned to chaimitz.
That's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah, that's fine. So, but here, we're not sure when it turned to chaimitz. We're not sure when it turned to chaimitz. So the kasha is a kasha l'shamay. It's a kasha on shamay. It's not a kasha on Hillel, why not? Because here we're not saying it's vada, we're saying it's suffik. You know, the kasha is on this time that's suffik. It's
also
suffik.
It's also not pkido.
What?
It's also not pkido. It's just man 3 days.
No, the 3 days, is, we're actually saying it's vada. Because chaimitz works different. If it's chaimitz now, it must take 3 days to become chaimitz. But there's a time when it's suffik. When I ask the kasha on that time, that's suffik. The suffik time, that's what we're asking from. So it's a kasha on shamay. What happened to chazaka and mikara? There's a chazaka and mikara. What happened to chazaka and mikara? So Gemara says, it's similar shak of tari like we had before. Gemara says, "Hasam shikamei mehemer tevel chaskasa." Because there, the yain that I'm drinking is a chazaka of tevel, so it's cheskas tevel. Ve'imer leniskam will say that there was no truma taken because the chazaka status quo that's tevel that goes connected to other chazaka. Gemara says, "No, adrav, hemer yain chaskasa." Let's say that the wine is chazaka, that's wine, and the truma did work. Ve'imer lehichbet and say that it become chaimitz and become vinegar. So Gemara, no, Chaimus of Anecha. Right now I see it's vinegar, so how can I say that it's wine? So Gemara says, well, also, how do you say Chazaka Mekara that she's Tahar? Hakanamri, Dam Lefanecha. She saw Dam right now. So Gemara says, no, Hasu with the Chazoy. She only saw now. So Gemara, no, Hasanami, Hasu the Hechmetz became Chaimus right now. So Gemara, no, Hachi Ashta, Hasu Miklamem Hechmetz Vasa, Hechmetz Vasa. It slowly but surely turned to Chaimus. Hacha Miklamem Chazoy Vasa, Chazoy Vasa. We're saying over here, slowly but surely she saw Dam. Why not? My kosher. Maybe so slowly. So again, we're back to a stalemate here. What is the difference between chavis and nida? By nida, we say chazaka mekar according to Beshamah. We go status quo. And by why not? Gemara says the same tarets. Hasam ikatarat reisa. By chavis, there are two reisa. What two reisa? First of all, hemet hevel achaskasai. The tevel is chazaka that on the tevel means the stuff that I did not take chuma off. That part is a chazaka, there's no truma taken off that. And number two, there's a reisa on the chazaka of wine, because a reichaim is a vanecha. Haka yikachad la reisa. Here's only one reisa. There's a reisa of dam lefanecha. So tart la reisa makes that by chavis is worse, and therefore there, we don't go past chazaka mekar. But the obvious question right now is, if it's tart la reisa by chavis, why there is not vadai chaimitz then? We just have a tart l'reisa by mikvah, it's vaday tamei. So there should be vaday chaimitz. That's Gemara's kasha. Next kasha. Gemara asks, Rami chavis at mikvah, that's a kasha from chavis to mikvah. Maishno hacha, vaday, why by mikvah is a vaday tamei? If we find it missing some of the water, less than 40, so we say it's vaday tamei, the person's vaday tamei, maishno hacha, safik. And why by chavis do we say it's only a safik chaimitz? Amram Chanina, you're right. Good kasha. Amram Chanina Masura, man Tana Chavis. Who's the man the Amram Chavis? It's Rav Shimon. And he by mikvah also holds a suffix. The mikvah nami sveka mashle. Even by mikvah also holds a suffix. Tarti reisa will not make it a vada according to Rav Shimon. And therefore, even by mikvah be suffix. That's not. Mikvah shenimdad, you measure the mikvah of nimsa chas and your sword, didn't have a shear of 40 saw called Tyra shenaso agav of mafreya. All the tyres that you did before Bemish Ram Shiacha Tameyas, that's Tanakama. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Mishus Rabim Tyres. Mishus Rabim is Tyre. Why? Because it's a Suffolk. And Mishus Yachid Tylin. And Mishus Yachid, it's a Suffolk. Because it's a Suffolk, and therefore you lost it hanging it up. That's a Suffolk. So bottom line is, it's a Chalakas of Shimon Rabbanon. And Rav Shimon holds a Suffolk by both cases. And Rabbanon holds a Vada by both cases. And it's Tati Reza. So to me, because Lil Sikum is by Nida, Shame holds that she only tamei from Mekan Labah from now on because of the Chazaka, the Mekar, that she was tar. There's only one reisa that right now she saw dam. Mashainke mikvah and chavis. There is tahar to the reisa. There are two reisas. You have a chazaka on the person that is tamei, and you have chasal fanecha, or by chavis you have tevel, cheskas tevel, and right now it's chaimis, and therefore it's a vadai that's tamei, and it's a vadai that's not, that's still tevel.